The US President Donald Trump has begun his first official visit to Britain. He'll meet the Queen and spend time with the UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Before landing, he again waded into the divisive debate about how Brexit should be implemented. Our Europe correspondent James Glenday spoke to me earlier from near the US Ambassador's residence in central London, where Donald Trump is spending the night.
A lot of protests have been planned. A few took place today, including one that's still going here where I am at the Ambassador's residence in central London. A couple of hundred people, perhaps even slightly fewer, banged lots of pots and pans and blew whistles as Donald Trump flew out of here. There was another held near Blenheim Palace where the President and First Lady attended a dinner with the UK Prime Minister Theresa May. But Friday afternoon, London time, a much bigger protest march through the centre of the city has been planned, and even an inflatable blimp shaped like a baby Donald Trump will take to the skies for a couple of hours. The protesters all pretty much have the same message. Here's what a few of them had to say today.
When racists and extreme right-wingers are on the march, you don't sit back, you don't just sit there hoping it will all go away. You take to the streets, you mobilise and you fight back. We hope it will put pressure on the government, that they will see, the moral leadership that they're failing to provide is out there on the streets instead.
James, Brexit is also likely to be raised when President Trump and Prime Minister May meet. What's the President had to say about that overnight?
Mr. Trump's made his views known on Brexit a couple of times now, and just an hour or so before he actually came to London, he waded into the issue again in a press conference where he seemed to perhaps question or certainly put his two cents in about what the UK government's plans for how Brexit would be carried out would mean and how close the country would ultimately remain to the EU. Here's what he had to say at that press conference.
I would say that, Brexit is Brexit. It's not like, I guess when you use the term hard Brexit, I assume that's what you mean. The people voted to break it up. So I would imagine that's what they'll do. But maybe they're taking a little bit of a different route. So I don't know if that's what they voted for.
Those comments have attracted a lot of attention here because although Mr. Trump said that he wasn't telling Britain what to do, some political commentators claim that his comments could stoke more discontent inside the UK Conservative Party, which of course is enormously divided on Brexit at the moment and has just seen the Brexit Secretary David Davis and Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson actually resign over the issue as well.
So James, this is being billed as a working visit, not a state visit. What's the difference?
He was initially invited for a state visit, but after a couple of controversial interventions into UK politics, which included the retweeting of a far-right group whose leaders have since been jailed for hate crimes. This was the compromise of ultimately reached. The big difference really is that this visit won't have the same level of pomp and ceremony as a state visit. And although Mr. Trump will meet the Queen at Windsor, he won't be hosted by her the entire time. There'll be no big public trip down the Mall. And during this visit, the President is pretty much travelling from the Ambassador's residence here to castles and private estates across the country, avoiding the very heart of London around Buckingham Palace, where that bigger protest is going to be Friday afternoon local time.
Europe correspondent James Glenday. And in an interview just published in the Sun newspaper, President Trump has reportedly accused Theresa May of wrecking Brexit and warned she may have killed off any chance of a vital British-US trade deal if she pursues closer links with the European Union.